And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa Public Schools' 39,000-plus students will not go back to their classrooms until at least November because of the coronavirus pandemic. The TPS board approved 6-1 late Monday night a recommendation to start 9 weeks of distance learning on August 31st. OU Physicians Pediatric Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Kimberly Martin told the board that while kids generally fare better than adults when they're infected, there have still been cases of Oklahoma kids put on ventilators so they don't die, and there's no telling how kids sick with COVID will fare down the road.
We could definitely have heart issues that develop, especially in patients who have these very severe multisystem inflammatory syndrome cases. We could have neurologic issues. We just don't know the full scope of how pediatric patients are going to, from a long-term standpoint, be affected.
TPS Deputy Superintendent Paula Shannon says given the odds of teachers getting sick and the normal difficulty in getting substitutes, distance learning makes the most sense.
So if we were to open school on August 31st, fully in person or in a hybrid model, my opinion as the deputy superintendent is that we wouldn't last very long before we were facing critical staffing shortages and the need to close specific schools or all schools down again.
Board member Suzanne Schreiber has 4 children, all of them TPS students.
I am not going to ask any teacher, support staff, parent to put themselves in an at-risk situation that if I had those circumstances that I would not put myself in personally.
TPS teachers will mostly be teaching from their school buildings because they'll have access to more resources. Superintendent Deborah Giss says there will be exceptions made for those who need them.
But because of the square footage that we have in our buildings and without most of the children there, there's actually plenty of space for us to be safe in those buildings.
TPS will distribute more than 10,000 mobile hotspots to help with internet access and will continue to offer grab-and-go meals. They say they'll consider State Department of Education recommended protocols when it comes to determining when to bring students back to school. Mostly sunny today with a high near 82, right now 59 degrees, partly cloudy in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.